We heard a little music by Alfred Reed, two sections from Othello, and we're going to hear more about that right now with Dr. Bill Clark, the conductor of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. He's joined me once again in our studios to talk about the December concert. Welcome, Bill Clark.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Alfred Reed, I knew him and I worked with him, and he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And the music world, as far as winds are concerned, is different because of Alfred Reed. He's one of the greatest manipulators of sound I've ever been around.
He's a great composer. He wrote a great deal of band music and a lot inspired by Shakespeare.
He did. He was commissioned to do that, I believe, when he was at the University of Miami. And the Othello is it's true to the time period. And it is just absolutely delightful in stylistic thing. And it's so difficult to play. At the time, you can also just appreciate so much the work the guys have gone through to play this stuff, you know, when we get to it.
Now, the recording that we have is pretty long. It's about 20 minutes. Are you playing the entire suite?
We are.
Yeah, so that's a major. That's like a centerpiece kind of.
Yeah, it is the centerpiece of the concert. Uh-huh. If you play this piece, it becomes a centerpiece, no matter whether you want it to or not. it's a terrific piece, and some people that have never heard Alfred Reed are just stunned that they don't know a lot about a person who writes like this. I mean, he manipulates the sound in such a way that it's so consumable by everybody.
Yeah, and it really has a symphonic sound.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, so that's a very long suite that's going to be on the program. The concert, I should announce, the concert is this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's the Mesilla Valley Concert Band, which is a band, as we've said many times, made up of community members, professionals, and people who put their instruments away a long time ago but have taken it up and are good enough to play under your baton.
Right. It's and we have about 50 or 60 professionals in there. And then the others are there because they want to be and they work real hard at it and do such a good job.
And it's a big band. I mean, it's a lot of people on that stage.
It's about 100 people.
That's a big ensemble.
Yeah. It's hard to clean up, but everybody says, how can that many people play together? Well, if two can play together, 100 can play together.
Well, that's true. You got to count. You got to listen. All right, let's talk about the rest of the program. This is a diverse program. You've got music of Roger Nixon, who's also an interesting band, mostly band composer.
That's right.
And Claude T. Smith. Tell us a little bit about both of those composers.
Roger Nixon was a California person, and he died in 2009, I believe. And I met Roger two times professionally at conventions when his pieces were being done. We've had some good conversations. And the thing that you remember first about Roger Nixon, that he's about 9 feet tall, and he has this big shock of gray hair, and when he speaks, it's like somebody else is speaking. I mean, it really is a very imposing figure, and it's such a warm, gracious person, and does style things that are stylistic because of cultures, like the Fiesta del Pacifico.
Which is what's on your program.
Yeah, and it's definitely a fiesta, a piece that for the West Coast. And many of the things that he did were that way. And a really good composer. I know I contacted him to write before Warner Hutchison decided he could do it. I kind of contacted Roger to see if he would write our piece for our centennial. And he was going to do it, but he said, why don't you use Warner Hutchison, this wonderful composer you have there in town? And I said, well, I'm trying. And he's a very gracious man, though, and a wonderful composer, good musician.
Wow, I haven't thought about that piece in a long time that Warner Hutchison wrote. It's a beautiful, beautiful work. I'm going to play that again soon. Thanks for reminding me. So Roger Nixon, Alfred Reed died a few years ago.
A few years ago.
Roger Nixon and Claude T. Smith, also a lot of music for band. We've got a couple of his works.
Almost all band. Mm-hmm. Almost all band. And he was Oklahoma band director, maybe Kansas, but that part of the country. And he was just one of those as we call in Arkansas, just one of those good old boys that it was smart, worked hard, and knew what people liked, knew what kids liked to play for high school band, and he wrote some delightful music. And then he became a commission writer for the service bands, and they got him to write. He wrote dozens of pieces, literally, for the service band. Some of them are just so hard that there's no way we could play them. But they're quite good, and he's a very... he's a very exciting, rhythmic composer, and every piece that he has at least one measure of asymmetric meter, 5/8 or 7/8 or 9/8 and 4 or something like that.
One measure stuck in the middle of something.
It's somewhere. That's his signature. That's it.
Well, that can get hard. For people who don't study music or don't really understand what that means, usually we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can feel that beat, that pulse in a piece of music, and you know it even if you've never studied music.
Oh, it's a hiccup, but, no matter what.
But when you get into 9, 7 beats or 9 beats, and it's all over the place, and then it's a little disorienting.
Yeah. Yep. That's the whole purpose. You just said it.
And, yeah.
That's the composer that tries to do that. Then he brings you right back in, you know.
And, yeah.
But his is really fun music, and we've enjoyed working on it. John Schutz is conducting that piece, and Jim Young is conducting the Roger Nixon piece. Both do a terrific job.
Tell us about Jim Young.
Jim Young was a band director at Alamogordo for many, many years, and then he... went to Colorado and was at Durango for several years. I can't remember how long. And has done well every place he's been. And he's a really good musician. He plays in our percussion section. And we just enjoy having him around. He's a great guy.
How many concerts does Mesilla Valley Concert Band put on each year?
Seven, because we do two of the youth concerts, and then we do... at least one out-of-town concert, and then we'll do four in town.
Huh. So when's the one after this? Like February?
February 28th. And on February 28th, we're going to do the piece that won the 1968 Pulitzer Prize, Music for Prague by Carol Husa.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in February.
Yeah, we will.
This concert we're talking about is this Sunday. It's the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. Dr. Bill Clark will be conducting with some of his colleagues. John Schutz actually will be here tomorrow to talk about a different concert. He was a longtime band director here in the Las Cruces Public School System, and then I don't remember the exact name of the title, but the director of all the arts programs in the Las Cruces Public School System. He's also conducting, Dr. Bill Clark, as well. Well, you know what? Let's finish up with some music of Sousa, which I've queued up that you've also got in the program. You always have at least one Sousa march on every program with the Mesilla Valley Concert Band, which is really the roots of the concert band here
in
America.
That's right.
And you want to just tell us about the Corcoran Cadets?
This was the first piece that John Philip Sousa wrote that was actually written notes on there that this was to be played sitting down and not marching.
Really? Oh, wow. So it really is the roots.
It was the first one.
Huh.
And this is a real concert march. and you will see, because there's so many notes in it, it's pretty hard to play sitting down, much less walking.
Well, that's an interesting development, because I guess I think of some of the Sousa band music being in... gazebos and places where they would have been sitting down, not necessarily marching.
And he actually wrote as many pieces, little operettas and things of that nature. He wrote a lot of marches just as fillers between the other pieces that he was playing. So, and the marches have just lasted and lasted and continue to. The Marine Band's coming out with CDs of all of them within the next month.
Well, let's go out with it. We've got it queued up. It's the Corcoran Cadets, and it's John Philip Sousa. It's also music that will be on the concert this Sunday. We're going to hear the Royal Artillery Band. Keith Bryan, do you know this fellow?
Very well.
Oh, tell us something about Keith Bryan.
Keith is the ultimate source for Sousa. He knows everything about all the pieces he's done. He does a Sousa. He goes around the country and has the outfit, and he has the goatee, and he has everything. Looks exactly like him. He takes band uniforms with him. He's kind of a traveling music man. And they'll do a Sousa concert All Sousa Music, and Keith is the one who really started that. And is just a really very knowledgeable person.
Well, here he is conducting the Corcoran Cadets. Thanks so much to Bill Clark for coming in and talking about the concert this Sunday.
Thank you so much.